The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Monday, the 21st of May. Australia's trade relationship with China questioned. Ebola virus outbreak. Cuban air crash is the worst in decades. And of course, the royal wedding. Welcome to our first Squeeze Today podcast. Claire, there really was no other news over the weekend other than the royal wedding, but you've managed to find some.
It was an effort, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you've done really well. I'm very impressed. It looks like our trade relationship with China is being questioned.
Yeah, and it's broader than just the trade relationship too. So people who've been following this big theme for the year, which is China and their place in the world, will not be surprised to know that things have come to a bit of a point. And the Turnbull government last week and over the weekend were very keen to talk to people about what's happening there. So Malcolm Turnbull will be taking a trip to China to see their President Xi Jinping in November. Julie Bishop also met with her Chinese counterpart at G20 talks on the weekend. And Trade Minister Steve Chobo was also in Shanghai last week talking up the relationship. So they're very keen to give certain signals that things are on track and that we're talking. But it was interesting to see this morning that Penny Wong and Richard Marles will be heading to Beijing in September. They're looking to make some connections there in case a shortened government is elected in an election at some point in the next 12 months.
So just to take one quick step back, what is the actual problem?
What this is about is a bit of unease with democratic countries like Australia, and it's happening with others, the United States particularly, about China's rise. And people might remember that it wasn't that long ago, just a few weeks really, that Xi Jinping was given a mandate really to rule the Chinese party for the rest of his life. And they're certainly pushing out a little bit more into our region. You might remember a story at the start of the year where a Turnbull government minister made some noises about sort of unease about China saddling Pacific Island countries with debt. So there's a bit of unease there, but it's a relationship that's really important that we get right because they're our biggest trade partner and they're certainly going to be a major, major player in our region.
Yeah, and of course, Steve Chobo was actually there to watch an AFL match, Port Adelaide versus the Gold Coast Suns, another organisation hoping to make a good relationship with China, is the AFL.
Yeah, it's a long way to go for a game of footy, but I'm sure
Adelaide
it was a good one.
Yeah, anyone who's interested. Aside from the royal wedding, another piece of news that was tough to miss was the shooting in Texas.
Yeah, another school shooting. 8 students and 2 teachers were killed and 13 were injured. A 17-year-old student opened fire on an art class on Friday morning, and just another really tragic story over there. His family described him as a smart and quiet and sweet boy, but clearly just a really terrible story.
And in Cuba, the worst air crash in decades.
Yeah, 110 people died. The vast majority of those were Cuban in a plane crash. The plane crashed just shortly after takeoff near Havana airport on Friday. It was a charter plane. It sounds like the company that ran the plane had been chartering it out to budget airlines. And there's been records of safety complaints against that airline. So a bit more to be said there, but the black box record has been retrieved and they're certainly investigating. It's a big new test for their new president.
Well, and remarkably, 3 people have actually survived that crash.
Yeah, they're in a bad way, but no doubt if they're able to get through it, they'll be crucial witnesses.
More world news and more bad world news. Ebola is back.
Yeah, we're on a bit of a run with the bad news this morning, aren't we? Yes, Ebola is back in the Democratic Republic of Congo, which is where Ebola started. Actually, Ebola is named after a river in that part of the world. 25 people have died, 45 have been infected, and the government and the World Health Organization are scrambling to get it in check. They don't think it's an international threat at this point, but certainly it's a regional threat.
And you've got a couple of housekeeping items for us today in the email. Maybe if you just want to refer to some of the links and people can check it out in the email.
Yeah, we'll just gallop through these. These are notable stories that we've covered in the recent past that need updating. Sergei Skripal, who's the former Russian double agent who was poisoned in a nerve agent attack, has been released from hospital. The European Union has told Iran that it's committed to a nuclear deal, and there's reports that that the EU, China and Russia are holding talks for a new deal. That comes in the wake of the US abandoning that deal in recent days. The volcano in Hawaii just keeps on keeping on. It's incredible to see some of the pictures this morning, and the first injury has been recorded with a man's leg being shattered after being splashed with some lava. Apparently lava is really heavy, and one of the emergency services personnel likened it to his leg being put under a refrigerator. So just incredible. And the Cannes Film Festival wrapped up on the weekend. A Japanese film called Shoplifters won the prestigious Palme d'Or, and All These Creatures, which is a short film made by some Aussies, won the short film prize. So congratulations to them.
Yeah, there's some good news. There we go.
Yeah, we got there eventually.
We got there. And of course, very quickly, is there anything we've missed over the weekend about the royal wedding? I thought perhaps the fact that the New South Wales government had named some koalas after the newlyweds might have been the news people had missed.
Yes, we're keeping the koalas. They're staying in Sydney, and I'm sure that Harry and Meghan will love visiting them when they're in Australia a bit later this year for the Invictus Games. So, yeah, something for them to look forward to. Look, there's some great links in there. Probably the new news that I've seen this morning is that their first dance was to Whitney Houston's I Wanna Dance With Somebody.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that? And when it came to our TV watching, Channel 7 won the night.
Yeah, 5.5 million Australians watched the royal wedding over the weekend. Now, tell us, as promised, talk me through the subject line of the email today.
Well, it's a pretty obvious one. We're wired for sound.
You say that.
Cliff Richard, how could you go wrong?
Yeah. 1980, it's 80s music, isn't it? This is, everyone be prepared in the podcast. It's 80s music all the way. And read the email every day this week and you'll go in the draw to win a $100 Woolies gift card.
The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.